Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, well, for the second time today, I've tried to play Lost On Me by Peace, but unfortunately, once again, I've had to cut it short, because I can now throw Down to the River. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Benedict. The reason, I love interrupting that song. It's a rubbish song. Not ever heard it, but never mind. I'm here on the grassy corner, ready for the M1 Division, the Premier League of men's rowing here in Cambridge. And the big story, of course, is the battle right at the top between Keys and Downing. Downing started the week ahead of the river. Keys overtook them on, it looks like, the second day of rowing. Having given Keys head earlier in the week, Keys are hope. Downing are hoping that Keys will give it back. And I'm joined now by Moose, who is of Downing College. Moose.
Hi, yeah, got loads of support for Downing on the bank today, lots of alumni around, and head or dead, they're going to go for it, race to the plough, see what happens, and I think we've got a good shot.
How likely is it, do you think, that Keys will give you head?
I've never really wished for that before in my life. I graduated 2 years ago, and the only guys I recognise on the river anymore are Keys Zone 1, because they've been here forever.
And what do you think Downing have to do to kind of pull it out of the bag and take that head back?
Row fast, row hard. Don't take anything untoward from Keys.
Thanks very much, Moose. And we're also joined by Cammy from Robinson. Now, Robinson are looking for Blades, Robinson M1. Yes. You'll be chasing Christ, who are on for Spoons. Cammy, are you confident?
Yes, definitely. I'm very, very proud already of our men's boat, and I'm just expecting them to do well. I hope they do well, row hard. So hopefully we'll see.
What's the secret to success here on the River Camp today, do you think?
Focus. I think, like, as soon as you start looking at the boat behind you, then you lose your focus and it just all starts going wrong. And if you just keep focused, keep getting your blade in and push hard, it should be fine.
Thank you very much, Cammy. Best of luck to Robinson M1. That was a 4-minute cannon we just heard, so I'm going to do a quick rundown of the division. Keys start in headship position. Downing, as we've just heard from Moose, are hoping to regain the headship there, starting in second. Then Jesus have rowed over every single day. Good work, Jesus. They're getting their exercise in, if nothing else. Pembroke beneath them. Then Queens, Lady Margaret, first and third M1, chasing Lady Margaret. That's Trinity and Johns, for those of you unfamiliar with those antiquated boat club titles. If Trinity's first and third can overtake Lady Margaret and Johns, that inter-college rivalry will be particularly fresh, I think. Peterhouse next, then Kings going for Blades, Christ, as we've said, going for Spoons, Robinson going for Blades beneath them, some Cats on for Spoons beneath them, then Girton, Clare, Fitz, Emma, Churchill, and the sandwich boat is Tit. But now I'm going to throw up to Will Rice on first post corner, who can see the crews as they prepare to start this race. And Will, throw you up.
The 1-minute cannon has just gone, so the boats are pushing out now. I can see all the bargemen pushing out their boats right now.
Thank you very much, Will. And we'll stay with you, Will, until the start cannon and beyond it, indeed. Well, just talk us through what the crews are actually looking like.
So, first the push out was first and third. Now every single boat has been pushed out. I can see lots of bow players taking little taps. We've got about 10 seconds to go. Keys are lined up. There we go. The cannon has gone, and they're off. Keys off to a good start. Very, very strong start from Keys. Keys looking to retain the headship, of course. And Downing have been told that they need to go for head or dead. So they're going to the plough. They're going to try and put absolutely everything into it. I'm walking up towards first place for a little bit so I can get a bit better of a view. Keys are well up into the 40s now. And they're settling now onto a rate about 35 strokes a minute. Downing haven't pushed into them just yet. They're still on station, so there's still about 90 feet between each boat. If anything, Jesus are pushing on Downing more than Downing are pushing on Keys. But mind you, Jesus are massively overrating Downing. So they're going real hell for leather. And Pembroke are pushing into Jesus as well. Pembroke looking strong. That's a really balanced boat from Pembroke. And now Queens are chasing Pembroke behind them, although they haven't gained at all. If anything, they've dropped back a little. They've got one whistle. Pembroke has got one whistle on Jesus. That means they've reduced the length in front of them to just the length, instead of the 90 feet they started with. Queens are coming past me now. They've got a GoPro on their boats. They're going to have some brilliant footage of this. And now LMBC, that's Lady Margaret Boat Club, or St. John's, are gaining on Queen and have first and third chasing them. Peterhouse are just coming into view, who are on for Spoons. Kings, who are on for Blaze, are chasing Peterhouse, but they haven't made up any ground yet. Go to Ben.
Thanks very much, Will. Keys M1 rowing past me. They are about four boat lengths ahead of Downing M1. So it's certainly they'll be giving head to Downing any time soon. Rowing strong, as are
King!
Keys is the blade height slightly skewed. The length is slightly skewed. But they are somehow gaining on
the Will.
As you said, down to about a boat length. Will, what can you see? Back up first boat.
Robinson M1, who are on for Blaze, have gained to within 6 feet of Christ. They're on the outside, they're going to have a brilliant line going into Gut and the grassy corner. I can't see what they're doing now. We're probably going to have to go back to grassy in a few seconds to see if Robinson can pull it off and get their blade. Go back to grassy.
Thank you very much, Will. LMBC going past me now, about three or four, maybe even five boat lengths behind the GoPro Queen. I don't know how that camera's not falling into the river, to be perfectly honest. First and third, quite a long way behind LMBC, about two or three boat lengths. Another two or three boat lengths between first and third and Peterhouse. I can see Kings approaching me, but that bump has indeed happened now, I think. They're both going for it, there's no concession, but no fresh stop. They both bumped and yet Christ have been bumped by
Will.
M1. Back to you now, Will.
Churchill are pretty much overtaking Emma. They've got so much overlap. I don't know why the Emma Cox has not conceded yet. He should have conceded. All the Churchill needs to do is just steer into Emma and they'll have the bump. And Emma has conceded. Churchill has the bump on first post corner.
Thank you very much, Will. Back here at Grassy, I can see the next boat coming round is Claire, hotly pursued by Fifth. There's overlap here, but that does, of course, mean somewhere in the gut.
Churchill, Claire!
On St. Catherine's M1. Churchill, of course, who we've just heard bump, are failing to clear. I'm now going to throw a bitten corner. Kate, what can you see there?
Alright, as it is, there are no bumps at this end. It's Keys, followed by Downing, followed by Jesus, Kendra, and Queen. There are no bumps at this stage. Lady Margaret are now coming past Ditton as we row on.
Ben.
Back to you, Ben.
Thanks very much. Just the grassy. Claire have been hotly pursued by Fitz. Fitz wearing really sexy checked trousers. And it's helping them because there's now about less than a quarter of a boat length. Claire took a slightly better line around the last section. And Frosty, that's about half a boat length. But Fitz looking strong, I think. But keep with you, Kate, once see whether that happens. Just to let you know, Tit Hall, I can see miles and miles back. It's a very, very long and lonely row of Tit Hall. But that is the last boat that I can see. Over to you, Kate, back at Ditton Corner. Kate, what's going on?
We've seen loads of boats go past. No bump.
Queens are gaining on Pembroke.
Corner.
Mave on the long route.
Back to you, Mave. Looking like a canvas. Queens gaining on Pembroke. But Pembroke are holding strong. They're going to push away, hopefully. Okay, it's looking like it might be a bump. Very, very close now. Very close. Yeah, they're going to get it. Okay, yeah, this is very sad for me because I go to Pembroke, but it does look like a bump. They'll concede soon. Okay,
Will? That's a shame, mate, but I'm going to ask you to go round the corner so you can kind of see what's going on. Back to Will at first post for the time being. Halfway
up first post reach, Girton have bumped Cats. Cats looking a little bit dejected and putting the rest of their kit on, but Girton have bumped Cats.
Thank you very much, Will. Will, I'm going to ask you to go and see if we can interview someone in one of those crews. For the time being, though, I'm going to throw to Kate on first post corner. No, sorry, Ditton corner.
We almost had one. Unfortunately, Fitz back, but they almost had Claire. Literally an inch between the two. This is exciting. Back to Mabel Mumrich. What can you see? Hi, so that bump happened. Pembroke has been bumped by Queens. But it's looking like first and third are gaining on LMBC. They might get them just before the finish, but there's still half a boat length, at least between them. So all of that bump, Queens on Pembroke, will have been caught on the GoPro, so I'm sure that'll be on YouTube, guys. Otherwise, people are rowing over ferociously here.
Thank you very much, Maeve. We'll ask you just to stick with it to see what happens between LMBC and first and third. I make no secret of the fact that I would quite like first and third to bump LMBC. Come on, you fat M1. Well done. Now, I'm just going to see if Will has managed to get an interview with anyone from the St. Cats or the Girton crew. Will, any luck?
I'm very close to Girton. If you hold on about 5 seconds, then I'll get their reaction. 1 second.
Well, we'll hold on for 5 seconds then, Will. I'd love to hear from Girton, who, of course...
Girton M1, you're live on Cam FM. Can we have your reaction, please?
Yeah!
There you go.
A noisy reaction, Will.
Very noisy reaction. They're pushing off. They've got some foliage in their caps. They're ready to go home now.
To Maeve?
Over to Maeve then. Thanks very much, Will. Maeve, what can you see?
All right, so I'm here. We were talking about that dramatic bump, Queens on Pembroke, and we have the captain here to say a few words about how Queens feels about this.
Yeah, it's my second ever bump, so it's Alex. It's a great moment. Basically, we just hit the wind and they just died and we just flew. So, we're pretty excited. Oh, sorry, Alex, sorry.
All right, they've got lots of foliage here, a lot of happy faces. Right.
Lovely. Thanks very much, mate. I'm not sure there's going to be any leaves left on the riverside because there's all sorts of crews ripping in and fixing their hair. Very successful day for some, not so successful for others. Mate, I'm just going to ask you, LMBC in first and third, what's going on with that?
So they passed on. My bet is that they wouldn't have won, but it's possible that they will have. I'll run up and get a final result now.
Thanks very much. Thank you, Maeve. I really hope they did, but it sounds like a row of both of those. And Kate, final thoughts from you?
Yes. Just wanted to say, I have a very good friend who rode the Clare. There was a lot of confusion regarding whether or not there was a Clare Fitzwilliam bump because they missed by an inch and then Fitz went into the bank. However, it turns out Clare did concede right before that happened. So, officially, Fitz did bump Clare.
Thank you very much. Okay, so now let's give a preliminary rundown, which will be confirmed by Maeve in about 10-15 minutes. Thank you to all our commentators. Keys and one, then two, throw over. Keeping the head shoot, well done, Keys. Downing M1 did not get any head. They are still in second place. Row over for them. Also, another fourth row over in a row for Jesus M1. You sort of feel that there ought to be some kind of blade, spoon, different people who do the same thing sometimes. Someone tell me what that would be and give it to me. Please. Pembroke M1 were bumped by Queen. Lady Margaret and first and third, very sadly, over. Peterhouse and Kings, we think they both rode over as well, but spent that for you. Christ bumped by Robinson. Congratulations, Robinson. You get some blades. Christ, spoons, but nothing, I suppose. Everyone needs a kitchen utensil once in a while. Some cats were bumped by Girton. Spoons also for some cats. Maybe if they carry on like this, then those spokes of that famous Catherine wheel they've got on their blade may have to be replaced with eight little spoons. Claire bumped by Fitz. Well done, Fitz. Bumping into the division, then over bumping, carrying on. Well done. Very well done, Fitz. Emma were bumped by Churchill. And Tit Paul Rowe over at the back of the division. So that brings to an end a fantastic week of rowing. Big thank you to KFM's commentary team. Big thank you to, before we do all these thanks then, over to Will. Will, what have you got for us?
I'm with Churchill, who have just gone up five and have got their blades. Hang on a minute. Churchill M1, you're live on KFM. Can we have your reaction to blades? That was much better than Girton. Thank you very much. I'm headed back now.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Will, and thanks to all Cam FM's teammates across the 4 days. Thank you very much to our studio team. Thanks to the Plough Pub in Fenditton, which has hosted our equipment, kept us warm, and kept Jack Winstanley in his gazebo safe and dry. Thank you to CUCBC and their marshals provided by all of the combined boat clubs. It's a difficult job to do, racing up and down on bicycles, trying to keep bus lot in order, but they've done a fantastic job in the large. And very well done to you. Hope everybody enjoys their boat club dinners this evening. And row hard, row home. Have a fantastic week, and we will see you again live from the riverside in June or May. But for now, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ben, for all of that wonderful commentary and the team down on the river. And yes, what excitement! So Keys managed to hold on to the headship there. battling off that not so fearsome Downing attack in the end. But yeah, great day. And of course, I started the show by talking about, so I'm gonna talk about it again as we get near the end, which is the teams we had on that we had on for Super Blades, as we've christened them this week. So this is teams that have managed to go up or bump up more times than there have been days, and actually all three of the teams who won or who were on for it have managed to do it. So congratulations to the Clare M2 boat, who've bumped up five places. And of course, in the division we've just had, we had both Churchill M1 and Fitz M1, who've both managed to get the Super Blades by bumping up five places in 4 days. So congratulations to them. And obviously, as they've managed to get Super Blades, they're obviously really quite cool kids. Oh. So here's Cool Kids by Echo Smith.
Bench Bumps.
Cam FM.
You're listening to Lent Bumps 2015. We're about to throw to the riverside to give the final results of today. Are you excited, Emma?
I'm really excited.
Okay, here we go. May, are you with us at the riverside?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let's have a listen to what you've got to say. You've got an interview for us first before the results though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here, I'm here with Audrey from, who is the sixth seat in Pembroke W2, who did, both did really well in bumps, so it's up three. So say hi, Audrey.
Hi.
So Audrey was telling me just there, and everyone says that a good crew goes up three in bumps, and a lucky crew goes up four, so you guys basically got played.
Well, basically is what we've all been saying. Considering past performance, it's kind of really awesome.
Yeah. Theo, how does it feel to be the best crew in Pembroke?
It feels glorious. And now I feel like the men just have to catch up and, like, get themselves up to women's size standards.
Brilliant. So, yeah, we have the results from the men's division.
So, Keys rode over, as I predicted they would. Downing rode over. Jesus rode over. Pembroke were bumped by Queens, unfortunately, on the reach. LNBC were bumped by first and third. Peterhouse and King rode over. Christ was bumped by Robinson. St. Cat's was bumped by Girton. Clare was bumped by Fitz. Emmanuel was bumped by Churchill. And the sandwich boat, Tidhall, rode over. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Maeve.
Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.